This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Stay 8. Still no word from Rhapsody. Spirits are still high, though. Pretty sure she's busy during this time of the year.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still alive?
It's not working for me, Rhett. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Boy, you sharp, boy.
Ain't that up?
Look at the face on you, boy. Ooh, boy, you look the sword on your head, boy.
Yo, wait. Thinking like back in the days when niggas wore fades. Yeah. Soup tie caps just trying to catch your way. Trying to catch your way. Trying to catch your way. Thinking like back in the days when niggas wore fades. Soup tie caps just trying to catch your way.
Trying to catch your way. Trying to catch your way. All right, that's enough. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, my name is J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I want to thank you for taking a little bit of your time to hang out with me, chill, talk some shit, you know, do what we do. You could be anywhere else in the world right now, but you're here with me. Appreciate you. It started out with a little Rhapsody. Day 8, still no word. It's good, though. You know, holidays are a tough time for people. I can be patient. I'm trying to figure out what this episode is going to be. I think we're back to the meandering ones. No script. Mad. Real rap raw, whatever you want to call it. I'm just going to go off the dome, freestyle this one. I did have my visit with Chef Elise this week. I got to spend time with her Thursday and Friday this week, which was pretty dope. We made our own center sticks on Friday night. So, you know, fuck Domino's. Did it ourselves. I think Chef Elise is pretty proud of. Matter of fact, she really embraced the whole, like, Chef Elise thing. I was very much a sous chef this go-round. I pretty much was forced to do all of the work. And what she did was decide to write out the recipe as I performed the steps. This was me ad-libbing, figuring like I done enough of these recipes out the book. I know enough about baking and cooking that I could, you know, I got an idea. I figured center sticks is just dough, butter, cinnamon sugar, like, you know, whatever. Like, so I was freestyling the recipe. We didn't have a cookbook, so she decided to write it out for me. So I did the work. She took the notes. I think this one will make the food truck. Turned out pretty dope. I'm proud of it. I think she's proud of it. We had a good time. Me and Chef Elise. She's an amazing little girl. Amazing little girl. Got to do her like parent-teacher conference. I didn't know they did parent-teacher conferences in pre-K. But I guess they do. I guess that's a dope thing. I should be happy about that. Turns out, you know, she's doing pretty well. They say she's pretty advanced for her age and her ability to read and recognize words. I was a little worried about some of her writing. She writes like S's and stuff backwards, but they like, chill, dude, she's 5, relax. And so I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna try to relax and not be so hard on her. I'm never hard on her, you know. I want her to enjoy learning, and that's kind of the whole idea behind like doing the cooking. Is that it was something fun. She wants to be in the kitchen. She wants to stir and mix things. And now we get to talk about measurements and do some math and do some reading and follow steps and following instructions. It's a method to my madness. I'm trying to do some high level dad shit. So I don't know. This week turned out good. I'm proud of it. We had a good time trying to get into the holiday spirit. Not much going on in the house in terms of the holidays. And it looks like I will have the opportunity to have her for Christmas. So I'm excited about that. So, yeah, the house has gone out and gotten ourselves a tree. We got some decorations. We got a wreath on the door. But now I can't see through the peephole or whatever. I don't know how I feel about that. COVID season, I need to see you before I open the door. But It is what it is. Think about that before you get a reef. I share because I care. You know me. Other than that, man. Oh, man. What else? My big bro's birthday. So this is just like a busy month for me. So my little sister's birthday was the 4th. One of my best friends growing up that I met in daycare in pre-K, his birthday is the 5th. We became friends because our birthdays were a day apart. You know, my daughter's birthday was the 1st. My birthday was the 6th. And then my homie, my brother, yeah, the person that I consider a brother, we're not related by blood, but what difference does it make? My big bro, his birthday was yesterday, the 13th. So shout out to 1-3, Reginald, my homie, big brother, producer. I don't know. Don't know what else to call him. He wears many hats. He's a man of many talents. He's been on the show a couple times. If you get a chance, check out the real episode 13. It's a couple different parts on there. I think he was also on the Lost episode. He did come to Texas and actually record an episode of the television show back when that was the thing. Yeah, I had a television show for like 3 episodes. I don't even think that one ever made it to air. I don't know where the footage is, but one day we'll do something with it. But yeah, happy birthday, big bro. So yeah, been a busy month. Busy month. But I've been working on a lot of projects, being very creative. And yeah, keeping myself busy. This is a tough time for people in my community, in the recovery community. So amazingly enough, I've been able to stay busy. You know, launching a new show, trying to continue this show. I still haven't recorded episode 2 with a new show, but, you know, it is what it is. We're going to get around to it. We got some really dope content planned. And I'm talking to some amazing people about participating in the show. And the conversations I have planned, I think, are going to be like extremely impactful and at the same time fun and entertaining. So I hope you guys, you know, get a chance to get around and check out that show. The sound engineering will be much better in upcoming episodes. I'm getting in my stride. I'm not used to recording this many people at the same time, but it's going to get better. It's going to get way better, much doper. So check it out. On the creative tip, let me talk about this, because this bothers me. This really upsets me, really grinds my gears. I mentioned it on Twitter. And for those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, I'll expound upon it here. Music was my first love. Like I love podcasting and I truly enjoy doing this show. And I don't make nothing doing it right now. I spend way more money putting out this show than I make from this show, if I make anything. So I do this because I truly enjoy it. But my first love, well, will and always will be music. And matter of fact, my brother, 1-3, like I said, we met doing Freestyle Fridays at our job at the Pentagon. And then, you know, found out that he actually like recorded. He brought a song to work. I wrote a verse to it, went to his house, recorded it. And we've been brothers ever since. And I was able to do a lot of dope things working with him, you know, in the studio with King Los, got the interview, Slick Rick. Just a lot of dope times. Got to perform on the National Mall. Like there's some really dope things. And so music, you know, will always be my first love. And every once in a while, like I walked away from it because I saw people that were successful in it and I saw what they had to do, the work ethic you had to have to be successful as a musician, as a rapper or whatever. And I didn't have that. I didn't have that for like, I enjoy music as a hobby. I enjoy it as it is a passion, like, and I enjoy being a fan. And, but I like to sit around and if I hear something and it, you know, it sparks something in me, then I work. And if nothing sparks, then I don't work. And when it became a situation where I saw in order to make it, like you got to work, whether you inspired or not, that's when I kind of bowed out. But lately, you know, I've been getting the itch. I've been, you know, been hearing music and, you know, feeling like I want to do something, you know. I got a friend that, you know, one of my roommates that comes in, and because I got the podcast equipment, every once in a while he wants to record something, and so I sit down and I'll be his engineer and go through sessions with him. And I guess it's got me back in the mode to want to do things. So I've been working on some stuff, and I say this for me, but I think this goes for like anybody, any creative that you know, whether it be music, podcasting, art, playwright, author, whatever it is. If you find out that they're working on a project, right, and they're not finished with it, they're working on a project, a work in progress. Maybe they are finished, whatever state the project is. You find out that they're working on a project, right? And then you inquire, you show the interest. You say, I would love to hear that, or I'd love to see that, man. Can I take a look at it? Can you let me see what you got? And then that person, because I'm telling you, at that moment, the person that's an intimate moment that they're having with you. They connect. Let me speak for me. It's an intimate moment for me. If I'm letting you in to that place, like the way to connect with me, if you really want to get close to me, it's through music. If I share music with you or introduce you to music, or you introduce me to an artist, or we talk about music, like that is probably the closest. That's how you know we close. Like if I want to share music with you, that's how you know we close. So if you find out I'm working on something, and then you inquire, you come to me, you're like, Flat, oh, you got something new, man? Let me hear that. Let me see what it is. I'd love to hear it. And then I open up to you. I open up. I let you in to that inner sanctum, because I am an introvert by nature. Don't let the podcast fool you. I'm an introvert by nature. If I let you into that world and I share with you that art, and all my art comes from the soul, that comes from the heart, that's me. I'm giving you a little piece of me, a little piece. Just, here you go. And I give it to you. Be ready to say something. I don't give a fuck what it is. I take criticism very well. Matter of fact, like when I was in the studio, now I won't say I take criticism very well, but I want something. But, you know, when I was in my recording days and I'd be in the studio, you know, people that were around me could tell you, if you loved everything I did, I didn't trust you. I didn't want you around me. Like you made me uncomfortable. Cause in my mind, you know, law of averages, I gotta fuck up eventually. And I want to know when I fuck up, you know, and I'm listening to it and I don't think it's, I don't know. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. But, you know, so if you have something negative to say, I probably trust you more like that. You know, I trust criticism more than I trust praise. But if I let you into that world, and you don't comment at all, man, like, that's the most hurtful thing you could possibly do to me. Now, here's the crazy thing is that if you're close to me, if you know me, if we're friends in any way, you've probably heard me have that. You probably heard this speech before. And so that means especially for you. So apparently I'm talking to somebody, but especially for you. If you know the thing that hurts me more than anything in the world, and I give you the opportunity to do it, and you do it, don't worry about whether or not you think you're saying you don't give a fuck about me. That's what I heard. Understand, that's what I heard. And that's how I'm carrying it from that point forward, because you know what it means to me. And I put it out there. So if you have a friend that's creative and they allow you into that world, they allow you into that creative space, be prepared to offer some feedback. I've said it on this show. Crickets. Crickets is a motherfucker. If you want to hurt a person, don't have shit to say. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. And when you're silent, to me, that's indifference. You don't even care enough to let me know if it's not good, or if it is good, or whatever, just to have something, to just be prepared to say something. And for me, the more detailed, the better. If you just like, man, that's dope, I'll accept that. But I probably don't trust you. I probably think you're full of shit. Like if you're going to tell me it's dope, tell me why it's dope. You know, write an essay or something. Something, man. But you got to give something. You got to give me something back. I gave you something. You got to give me something back. I gave you a part of me. You got to give me something back, people. Man, I feel like I want to say something else, but I'm not. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out how to segue that into what I wanted to talk about. Like, I had no idea how this episode is going to work. But yeah, with the music thing, like, I think one of the major reasons why it didn't work out for me, and this is something that was revealed to me in rehab, of all places. I was told that I am a perfectionist. And it is this episode is going to be me talking through something. So people, you know, like if you don't want to deal with listening to me just ramble on about something, you can stop now, because that's the rest of the show. I'm trying to talk through something right now. I'm trying to talk through something. In rehab, they told me that I was a perfectionist. And in my mind, I reject that. If you listen to this podcast, I know I'm probably thinking that you're like, yeah, I reject that too. This motherfucker is not a perfectionist. Like, I only edit this shit. I record it. I check the levels, make sure, you know, you can hear my voice, and I put it out, and I never listen to it again. I hate the sound of my own voice. Side note, if you ever want to have a conversation with me about something I said on the podcast, you're going to have to tell me what I said. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't listen to the show. I'm sorry. I don't. I'd love to talk to you about it, but I have no idea what I said. And please don't, like, start the conversation with me about the podcast in mid conversation with me about something I said, as if I said it yesterday. And it's like an episode I put out last year. Happens way more often than you. Anyways, back to what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I don't feel like I'm a perfectionist. I do feel like when I was doing music, like, the reason that I couldn't go to a certain level or I couldn't reach much further was that I didn't like putting content out. I hardly ever made anything I was proud of. And I hope that don't hurt my brother feelings, you know, because we worked together on a lot of stuff and we worked hard, and it was a great experience. I miss those days. But most of the time I would leave with something that I did, and I didn't feel proud enough of it to, like, want to give it to people. In my mind, I had a vision in my head of what the perfect verse sounded like or what the perfect song sounded like. And that's what I was striving to make. And every time I felt short of that mark, even if you thought it was good, I didn't love it enough to want to share it with people. And so I'm getting there. Maybe I had some perfectionism in that sense. I think what the people in rehab were trying to tell me is my issue was that I expected perfection from others. And I don't know if I accept that or not either. Like, I was looking up some stuff earlier about perfectionism versus idealism, trying to figure out where I may be on that spectrum. I do know that I have standard. Somebody once told me at a very young age, well, not a very young age, but like high school. In high school, I had somebody tell me that my problem was I didn't think I was smart. I thought everybody else was stupid. And I think I've mentioned that on this podcast before as like a running theme in my life. And the meaning of that statement to me changes over time. And, you know, when I was given this information about me and my perfectionism, the way that piece of advice translated to me was again, that I don't think that anything I do is exceptional. So then I don't understand when other people can't do it, or when other people need help doing it, or when other people have, you know, like, questions annoy me. Anytime I feel like I have to explain to somebody something that I think is common sense, I get very frustrated very quickly and very annoyed. And luckily I have personality traits that kind of hide this. I don't think most people know how annoying they are to me. This is sounding so fucked up, but I'm working through something, people. I know somebody else out there relates. So that's why I'm gonna keep going. But yeah, man, like, I don't know that I expect perfection out of people, but maybe, I don't know, maybe if I saw myself as exceptional, then I would understand that not everybody can do those things, and then I would accept people not doing them or something. I don't know. Maybe is it a, like, it's difficult for me to think that like low self-esteem and perfectionism can go hand out, but I guess they could. If you expect yourself to be perfect and you don't reach that goal, then you'll never think highly of yourself. I'm learning a lot about myself in this. This is why I do this type of shit. Man, breakthroughs, people. Yeah, I think I expect too much of myself. I never reach those goals, even though people around me see what I do and they think, man, that's amazing. That's dope. And I'm looking at it like, ah, it's short of the mark. I didn't, you know, it's not what I was trying to do so much more and I didn't do that. Something wrong with me. I don't work hard enough. I don't love it enough. And I gave up on music. I don't know. I feel like here's a conversation to be had. Like, have we reached a point in the culture where you can be a debut artist at like 40? Can you put a, I was talking to my Isaiah, my younger roommate the other night about this, like, has rap grown up enough that you can have grown up rap? Like that you, like everybody who was a grown up that raps was a rapper as a young adult or child and grew into the role of elder statesman. Like people don't come into the business at 35, 40 years old. You can last, hopefully, luckily, until you're 35, 40 years old, but you can't enter at that point. If I really did want to take music seriously right now, like, is there a space for a 40-year-old new artist? Like, has music, has hip hop evolved to that point? Have we grown up enough? Is there a grown and sexy space for hip hop? Like, if I'm not an R&B singer, can I still put out music? Is there even a space for that? Like, Nas and them, to me, make grown folk hip hop. Now they talk about stuff that's more relatable to somebody my age, maybe not my tax bracket. Say, I have no idea. Like, how would you talk about Everyman 40-year-old shit? Would I rap about prostate cancer or something? Like, what the fuck would I talk about? I mean, I guess I could talk about these issues, and that's what most of my music would probably be about, you know. My mental struggles, my recovery struggles, my personal struggles, my interpersonal relationships, you know, relationships with women, relationships with my daughter, being a father, being a friend, being a black man in America. Like, I'm sick of that topic. I don't know. Are we done with the politics? The Electoral College voted today. Are we done? Are we finished? Or are we done? Like, is it over? Can we not have any more debates about what happened with this election? Like, is it official yet? Like I'm hoping that it's over. I'm praying that it's over. I scrolled through my Twitter timeline the other day, and I just want to say, I don't know who the fuck you people are. Like, I'm trying to figure out how I know some of you folks. Like, I'm so disconnected. I have no idea what's going on. Every time I think I'm connected, like I'm tuned in and I scroll through my Twitter timeline, I'm like, what are they talking about? What did I miss? Like, I just got caught up from 2 months ago and all of this happened. Like, what's happening on the 21st? Where did the black people get superpowers on the 21st come from? Like, where did this come? Everybody's talking about it like it's common knowledge. And I'm like, what the? I had to Google this shit today and I have no idea how this became an actual like topic of conversation. This is the ongoing thing. I'm just trying to get Rhapsody to holler back at me. That we supposed to get superpowers on the 21st? I don't know. I always wonder with these, like, and this is not one anybody's taking serious. I see that this is a joke. I understand it's a joke. Please don't send me the messages and shit. I understand that it's a joke. I get the joke. But there's so many other of the, like, conspiracy theories that come out that people are, like, push on these social media things. And then the time frame for the extinction level event or whatever the fuck was supposed to happen in this conspiracy comes and goes. And then nobody ever comes back and was like, my bad, or I guess I was wrong. They just move on to the next theory that you should believe just as much as you should have believed the last one that never came true. Like, when we going to start holding people accountable for that? When we going to start, like, hey, yo, didn't you say Oprah was supposed to get arrested 6 months ago? Like, didn't you say, you know, Tom Hanks was raping kids 6 months ago, and that's why they said he had COVID, because they really, he was being sequestered somewhere and he just had to be segregated from the population and the new world order was about to happen. What happened to the martial law and all that shit? Like, I'm sorry. I went somewhere. I want a superpower though. Let's get back to that. I don't know. We almost out of here. It's been another meandering episode. I'm just trying to be a good dad. That's it. And I'm just trying to get to know Rhapsody. It's been 8 days. It's only been eight days. Chill, bro. Stop being thirsty. Anyway, it's not like that. Like, I just want to get to know her. For real. Yeah, man, I had a good talk with my homie MF today. So hopefully I'm gonna have him on Define Functional soon. We'll be able to have some dope conversations. I'm looking forward to a lot of things. I'm looking forward to next year, and I'm looking forward to everything that could possibly happen. If I could just say that the month of December has been the best month for my podcast historically. Like, I'm breaking records this month. So I want to thank each and every one of you who has listened to this show for any amount of time, who sent me any kind of feedback, who's told anybody about it, who shared any post on Facebook or retweeted anything or hit me up on Instagram, anything. I'm seeing some movement. I'm seeing things pop, and I'm excited, and I'm extremely grateful for it. I just talked to a dude for like almost 2 hours, and like specifically about the show, and like he had listened to the entire show and was talking to me about things that I said in the show and how they related to, you know, books he's been reading. It's like, it was an extremely dope conversation, man. It meant a lot to me. Every time I get anything from anybody, positive or negative, it means a lot to me, because this show is me sharing a piece of myself with the world. And the crickets is killing me, bro. The crickets is killing me. Say something, anything, hate mail, whatever. I don't know. There are a lot of controversial topics I want to touch. I've seen a lot of like, I'm still scared to say it. I've seen a lot of other shows that I want to talk about. And I'm trying to figure out how to go that hard. In my mind, Eric Andre has a show, so what the fuck should I be scared of? Have you ever watched Eric Andre? It's a train wreck. Like, I sit there and watch it thinking, who watches this shit? But I'm watching it. Like, you know, but if he can do that on TV and be proud of it and make money and have advertisers, I can fucking say what I want to say on my own podcast. And I'm going to start. I keep saying it, but I'm going to do it. I've gone a little bit harder on some episodes. And then I listen to some of y'all shows and be like, damn, Flan, you grow some nuts or something. Like, I'm trying, man. I just want to have fun. This has been a fun episode. I don't know if it's at all coherent or if you'll be able to listen to this, but if you have made it this far, you're the real MVP. And I love you for it. And I hope everything is going well for you. I hope that you are enjoying your holiday season, that you're all prepared and got your shopping done, and you're staying safe and you're wearing your mask, or that you're wearing your mask. Wear the fucking mask. Anyway, let's make informed decisions about the vaccine. Let's pray for superpowers. Hit up Zaya Fitness if you need nutrition or fitness help. He's a guru. He's Duncan. He's 5'6". That's my homie. Hit up TT Charities if you're looking for ways to be impactful. If you're looking for ways to help your brother be your brother's keeper. They always got something going on. TTCharities.org. Zaya Fitness. ZAYAH. Fitness on Instagram, and check out Define Functional. That I am not. Check out Define Functional on Anchor. We on Spotify now. I think we on Apple Podcasts. Trying to get the iTunes. Trying to get the Google Podcast thing going, but I don't know what the holdup is on that. What is TWS is now on Pandora. So if you was looking for another place to listen to us, you can hit us up there. Please subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to get, you know, to hear your reviews. I would love to hear your thoughts about the show. Give me a rating. Let me know if it's bullshit or if this is actually worthwhile. The numbers say it's worthwhile, so I'm running with the numbers. Anyway, merch in the stores, websites is up. I'm everywhere you want to be. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Get at me. I'm gonna lead out with some Most Yassin. I don't know what you call him these days, but the dopeness. This is be honest with ourselves about who we are and how we feel. That's what I try to do today. Hopefully I inspire somebody. Let's rock out. Love y'all.
Quick question. You ever felt like the realest nigga alive? Felt too pretty, you're powerful to die.
Tell the truth.
You ever felt ugly enough to cry? Have you ever begged for mercy? Have you ever wished to die?
Tell the truth.
Have you ever taken pride in the crime? Been too hungry to back down the high. Been low down dirty, a super duper high. A contemplated murder, robbery, a suicide.
Tell the truth.
Taking medicine for trouble in your mind. A taking down a number for taking up a scheme.
I made a wild, beautiful, take it to she skied.